Kettle Evans, Tomorrow the Flesh Wallon, with good memories, I guess, of last year for you. Are you eager to start tomorrow?
Absolutely. Flesh Wallon, for me, it's one of the nicest one-day races of the year, and yeah, second last year, of course. I hope to improve on that tomorrow, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Does it matter to you the type of weather you are going to race in? It seems it's going to be nice weather tomorrow.
It's been incredibly good weather here in Belgium this week. For me, no, whatever the weather is, it's, that's what it is, and I can't change it. So I don't mind what the weather does.
Mm-hmm. How important are the Walloon Classics for you tomorrow, Flesh Wallon, and then on Sunday, Liège-Bastogne-Liège?
My job for the Silence Auto team is to do a good classification, a tour, and you know, maybe even try and win it. For me, the Walloon Classics are races that suit me well, but also races that personally I like them and I like to race them, and that's my main motivation to do well and, possibly, hopefully one day, win one or some of them.
Mm-hmm. And which is your favourite one of the two?
Well, I wouldn't say I have any preference. They're both they're both great races. Flesh maybe suits me a little bit more, but Liège is maybe just that slightly a bit more prestigious.
How hard is the Muur of Huy?
It's pretty steep. Steep at the start, then it flattens out at the top, but it depends if you get there with good legs or not.
Mm-hmm. How happy are you with your season so far?
I'd say so far I've had an average season, not bad, but not particularly good. One victory so far. Hopefully we can improve on that this week.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of pressure on the riders of your Silence Lotto team because of lack of results. How does that affect you?
Me personally, doesn't make any difference. As an athlete, I look to put pressure on myself to get results nearly all season, so tomorrow will be no different.
Yeah, and do you feel a sense of tension also with the other riders of the team now?
No. I think Philippe showed that he was exceptional in Amstel when he won from the group. Unfortunately, there were three riders away, but we start the Flesh Wallon tomorrow with the strongest team that we have done possibly ever in the history of the team, so we should feel more relaxed than normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how good is Philippe Gilbert at this moment of the season compared to last year? Because what we saw on Sunday was quite impressive, yes?
Yeah, well, he's new on the team here, so I don't know him that well.
Yeah, but you saw him last year also, of course.
Well, he wasn't in front of me last year, so I can't say. The ride he and also Dekker, Yell and Van Sumeren riding in the final that was a really good show and a really good effort by the team. Probably the best for all the classics, I think, so far this year. And hopefully, Phil with a good Evans there as well. Tomorrow we can do a bit better.
Yeah, and who are going to be the most important riders of the other teams?
I'd say Kunigo at this point.
Why exactly? What does?
He knows the race. He's riding well, and he's a good finisher on a steep finish like that.
You're going to prepare for the Tour de France as you did in the past. It's still 2.5 months away. Does that mean that it's still at the back of your mind, or are you busy with it every day already?
It occupies a good part of my day each day already now, and you work the work for the one Tour de France starts the day after the last one finishes, so it's a long work in progress.
Yeah, and do you enjoy preparing, or is it already a bit stressful?
It's taken up more than half of my life now preparing for bike races, and I don't think I'd get this far without enjoying it. No, I like it.